Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 12, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Ride-sharing service Lyft is launching a new feature on its app that will make it easier for women and non-binary riders to be matched up with women and non-binary drivers. Women Plus Connect is an opt-in feature that will increase the likelihood that women and non-binary drivers who make up only 23% of Lyft drivers get matched with women and non-binary riders who make up 50% of Lyft riders. The goal is for Women Plus Connect is to improve comfort and inclusivity for both drivers and riders and also help Lyft bring in more non-male drivers into the fold. Google Messages could soon get true multi-device support, allowing Android users to use one phone for RCS and SMS messages across multiple Android devices. Google Messages multi-device support currently requires you to scan a QR code to access messages on another device via a web interface designed for larger screens. The new multi-device approach may take a page out of WhatsApp's playbook, allowing you to use one and the same account on different devices, all while maintaining end-to-end encryption thanks to individual device identities. Meta recently enabled keyword searching abilities on Threads, and it looks like the app is currently blocking searches for a number of potentially sensitive words, including vaccines, COVID, and other variations of words that have previously been linked to misinformation on Meta's platform. A company spokesperson said that this is a temporary measure, and Adam Mosseri, head of Instagram, who oversees Threads, posted that the company was trying to learn from past mistakes and believes it is better to bias towards being careful as we roll out search. Finnish tech company HMD Global, maker of Nokia-branded phones, has announced plans to make its own line of phones that will coexist alongside Nokia-branded devices. HMD Global CEO Jean-François Brailleul said, "It's been a great journey as HMD, the home of Nokia phones, an exclusive position we have held for the past 6 years. Now we are ready for the next step on our journey to enter the market independently as a force to create a new world for telecommunications focused on consumer needs." For the first time ever, a small number of iPhone 15 models manufactured in India could be available on launch day. Apple has built iPhones in India since 2017, but it has typically taken up to a year to ramp up production. This time, a small number built in India could go on sale immediately in that nation and some other regions. This is all part of Apple's plan to diversify manufacturing in the face of supply chain risks due to tensions between the U.S. and China. Google is aware that exploit for CVE-2023-4863 exists in the wild and has released emergency security updates to fix the fourth Chrome zero-day vulnerability exploited in attack since the start of the year. The new version is currently rolling out to users in the stable and extended stable channels and is estimated that it will reach the entire user base over the coming days or weeks. Chrome users are advised to update their web browsers as soon as possible as Google patches the CVE-2023-4863 vulnerability on Windows, Mac, and Linux systems. And a bill passed with 36 votes in favor and 2 votes against. The California Senate passed AB 316, which requires a trained human safety operator be present at any time a self-driving heavy-duty vehicle operates on public roads in the state, effectively banning driverless AV trucks. The bill still needs to be signed by Gavin Newsom, but the tech-friendly governor is expected to veto the bill. AV companies and industry representatives say the bill would not only defeat the purpose of driverless technology, but would also hinder the advancement of technology that can save lives. And finally, after months of testing, TikTok has rolled out its e-commerce business in the United States. According to a blog post reported by Reuters, TikTok's more than 150 million users in the U.S. will now be able to see videos and live streams with links to purchase items on their feed, as it offers tools to content creators, brands, and merchants to create shoppable content. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.